Hey, quick episode encouraging you to consider where you are right now in the org chart or the depth chart. Are you a player or are you acting as a grad assistant? Are you the coach, the GM, the owner? And of course, we're all of the above at one point in time, but just trying to figure out where you spend most of your time in. So hopefully this podcast episode helps you out. Quick podcast episode, which I am sure that you appreciate. Down here in Southern Carolina, it snowed, and when it snows, we aren't prepared, so we have to shut everything down, schools, businesses, because the black ice and the frozen slush makes the road conditions very hazardous and dangerous for us to drive on, which is a fact. But what I like about this is that it allows us to really take a step back and focus on the business, not just in the business. And look, we didn't even get, I don't think we got 5 inches of snow. So I know you guys out there out west, up north, are like calling us some babies down here. But it is what it is. And as I take a step back and I'm thinking about some things that are important. It's thinking Tuesday, thinking Thursday. Man, there are levels to this. I remember doing videos with I Love Basketball with Rock Ula and Adam Lincolnauger and those guys. And you can't forget Jamie either, but so many people that were great and Amber. I learned a lot working with them in terms of how they approach online marketing and how detailed it actually is. It's way more detailed than I thought it would be. And I also got a concept from Adam thinking about the different levels. Like there is a coach, there is a general manager, there's a player, there's the coach, there's a general manager, there's an owner, and like there are levels to it. And there's the owner as well. And I've been, you know, as the player, the coach, I've been doing my thing, right? We've been coaching. We've been doing a good job. We've been learning from different resources of how to implement different drills, reading different books so that we improve our coaching skills, learn more about injury reduction and all those things that help to give a better product, to give a better service, which is important. But the part that can always use work, and I say always, but the part that's just as, if not more important, that needs work is being more of a general manager. And I'm not going to say delegating more than 3 times this time, this podcast episode, because I've been ranting on it. But man, it feels so good. If you charge a high price and you aren't working hard to find somebody to replace you, and I say charge a higher price, meaning you have margin and you have money aside to spend on other things like videography, to spend on content production, to spend on someone who can do your training sessions when you're not able to, for someone to do your Google My Bit. Like it makes sense, right? There are so many people out there who maybe work in the Philippines, maybe work anywhere, right? Not just the Philippines, where the currency is lower, and it makes sense for us to be able to hire them to help them out, but also to help us out to accomplish other tasks. Like, what happens if you free up 3 hours of your time, of our time, to where we can focus on the things that we're actually good at? And that's my point of this podcast, is just for us to question, like, what are we really good at? When you played, I'm sure when you got to a higher level, you had a certain role, right? Like, yeah, you were asked to do basic things like play help side defense, take a charge whenever it was available, to hustle, to help box out. But you had a role like, yo, you're a hustle player. You are a 3-and-D person. You lock up, but you also hit the open shot. You get dimes, get into the paint, distribute the basketball. So that you had one solid thing that you did. And for business, it's like we get cramped with all these things that are important. Taxes are coming up. There's administrative work. There's so many things that we have to do that, honestly, I'm aggressively trying to get all that stuff off the plate so I can do stuff like this, so I can make content, so I can work on sales, so I can actually afford to continue receiving the help from other people that allows me to do the thing that I like doing the most, which is content production and mainly just sales and branding and talking to people and prospecting. Like that's something I'm decent at, and it's only because it takes effort and not necessarily skill. So my question, my plea to you is figure out what you do really well and how the heck can you get rid of everything else so that you can focus on doing that one thing well. I know for a fact finances are important, and I need to focus on finances because I don't have many people who have access to that besides a CPA, bookkeeper, myself, and maybe one other person. But, you know, so those things still need my involvement. But other stuff, like, do I really need to be editing videos so I can post it to make it an IG reel? Do I really need to be doing the administrative work rather than getting somebody to work 1 hour, 2 hours and record the video? Like, there's so many things that can be punted. And my goal is for us, for you to not always be the coach, which I know we are coaches and we love being coaches, but to not always have to be the coach, but sometimes be the general manager, sometimes be the vice president, sometimes be the owner, and see how that feels. Thanks. Hope you guys are having a great week, and I'll talk to you on the next episode. Yo, hope that podcast gave you some value. If it did, please rate, review, and subscribe to this. It only makes the podcast better. I read every single one. And at the very least, go join our group. You'll see the link in the description of this episode, and I will catch you on the next one.